To close out this New Year's weekend, we turn to an American original, Willie Nelson. He's got a busy year coming up with a new album out and a concert tour planned, but he had a little time to talk with us. Willie Nelson joins us from Austin, Texas. Welcome.
No, thank you. Nice to be here.
You left Nashville long ago for Texas, and for this album you went back to Nashville, and you worked with studio musicians for many of the tracks, which is also something you stopped doing in the early 70s. I'm wondering why you went back.
Just selfishness, I think, and curiosity to see if it would really work that way, and it worked fine.
Can we hear something from the new album? I think you,
sure.
you've brought your guitar there to the studio?
Yeah. There won't any of this be coming from Nashville. Sometimes I think that love is somewhere, living on an island all alone. I can see it in the darkness, feel it in the distance, and then it's gone. And then I know that it is time for me to go and find my favorite girl. When I look into her eyes, I see all the love there is in all the world, and it always will be, and it always will be, and always will be, and it always will be.
That's lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's talk more about your new album. There's one song on there that was very fun, Big Booty.
Yes.
Curious about that title. Sounds like a story there.
Well, there it is. It's a story, and there's a video that goes with it that explains it better than I probably could.
Go on and find yourself a skinny woman. And don't come back to me a morning when she cuts you off of burgers and fries. She said, I ain't gonna fix you no more chicken and no more mama's chocolate pies. And here's something heavy for you, baby. You can kiss Big Booty goodbye.
The song was written by Sonny Throckmorton, but the video was shot over at Pootie's Supper Club out west of Austin, and had some great characters, local folks from around who probably would have been in there whether we were shooting a video. So now there is a lady that plays the part of Big Booty, a fry cook at Pootie's Club out there, and Pootie plays a part in there. And he's the guy that's said the wrong thing. So
he's not getting like no I said, sausage.
He's not getting nothing.
You can kiss me goodbye.
You have a duet on this album with Norah Jones called Dreams Come True. You've done a lot of duets over the years. I mean, it's not just duets. You sing a song by Tom Waits on this album. You've worked with a lot of people over the years. What comes out of that creative process that doesn't come when you're just on your own?
Well, I don't know. I think, the law of numbers, one and one is three. When you put two people together, you get something, a third something, entity of some kind. And I think that third entity is a creation that's needed. I think we have to have that. And when two people get together, it's three things that are happening.
Now I know that it seems like I'm full of hot air, but
my heart is in
the right place.
Some of your greatest collaborators have died in recent years. So there's Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Ray Charles recently. What memories do you keep of them?
Well, we're talking about Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings. And of course, these are good friends, and we think about them a lot, talk about them a lot. I sing their songs still every night. I'll do Luke and Bach and Good Hearted Woman. That Waylon and I wrote in a poker game one time in Fort Worth, and their music is still here, and you can hear all of their music practically anywhere in music stores and places. So they're not, if you really want to hear Roger Miller, Johnny Cash, those guys are still around. There's some new guys coming on that are doing good too, and they'll make their name in their place.
On New Year's days, people resolve to make their lives more productive. You don't need such a resolution. You've got more than 100 albums. When you get up every day, where do you find that energy?
I don't know. I've never really had a problem with energy. I've had a problem with maybe too much energy at times. I always seem like I want to play longer than I'm supposed to and stay up longer than I'm supposed to. I heard about a lady somewhere who's hundreds and something years old, and she said her secret was she would stay up 2 days and sleep 2 days. So I'm working on that.
Well, Willie Nelson, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a very happy new year.
Well, thank you. You too.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.